Hello, welcome to our pre-show for Friday. It won't be very long because guess what? We just did a really huge pre-show for a show that never got done because I got really pissed off at certain aspects of this goddamn studio again. One of them was the iTunes wouldn't quit, and then we had a problem with the EQ on the goddamn phone. You know, I will never be happy with that. I had a great talk with, I got a great, fantastic engineer in Adam Chavez, and Adam's going to make everything right. We're also getting a new board. So, you know, and I had Doug Danger lined up and I had Larry Gerwitt. It's cool. We'll do Doug and we'll do Larry on Monday's show. There they are. Okay. Having said that, we're going to do another classic Friday. We did one last week. We're going to do one this week. We have a Raj Fanin bit that I think you'll like. Raj rips into everybody and then asks, do you supersize? So he does his fast food baiting. And it'll be a good way to grab more business. You know, we don't do enough in the way of promoting the show on the show. I mean, we do a promo, but I don't really roll out for non-subscribers and people that maybe have never even heard our show. I don't really roll out too much of the archive stuff. So I think this is a good thing to do. And, you know, it turns on new people to the show, and it's just, it's part of the promotional dance that one must do, you see. The All-Star, is the NHL All-Star game? Oh, it's in St. Louis. What? It said Honda Center, man. They got a Honda Center in St. Louis? Rangers take over on the island. Okay. Did I read that right? The NHL All-Star game? Okay. That's cool. Whatever. I don't go to, All-Star games are a fucking bore. I mean, they are a bore. They're a bore. They're a waste of time. Honest to Christ, they are. Even the baseball All-Star game, which some would say, and the NBA All-Star game used to be a fucking beautiful thing, man, because the NBA All-Star game was such a grudge match kind of a thing. Guys had all kinds of side bets going, you could tell, and there was a lot of pride on the line, and a lot of the individual players would really go out of their way to, you know, put on a show, because I think they really enjoyed it. And of course, in basketball, you're not running as much of a risk of serious injury as you may be in an all-star baseball game or, sure enough, a football. Football is the most pointless goddamn exercise there's ever been when it comes to goddamn all-star games. You know what they use it for? Well, they used to have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, and I guess they got bored with that and they put it in Orlando. I don't know what the point is myself. Even the Canadian League doesn't have an all-star game. They're like, you know, and they have their stars for Canada. But fact of the matter is they don't do it, you know, hockey. I could give a fuck. So let's, you know, I guess it's a good point in the year where you can, chill and, you know, but you ain't chilling if you've been picked to play in an all-star game. So that's what we're going to do on the show today. We will feature a show that, I'm having a lot of fun with actually. This is one from May of 2005, and you cats might dig it. Let's see if we can. Are we going to take it? Is this going to take? Yeah, there is. Or we can just take it back. Yeah, let's see. All right, so that's what we'll do. And in the meantime, and in between time, I've got two goddamn commercials I've got to do. I already cut these spots, got to do them again because I'm not too bright, and I didn't really hold on to the commission copy, you know. All right. So for Friday, the 17th of January, tonight we'll have a chat, and I'll get into all of this during the course of the show. Let's see, do I have any interpersonal news to tell you guys about? Not really. Did an audition today. I can't tell you what it was for or what it was about. Otherwise, you know, you violate certain non-disclosures, you see. And then I also, I had a bunch of them, man. I had a bunch of voiceover auditions, too. Let's see. Let's do it. Let's rock this goddamn betonline.ag spot. And then we have Expeditiously from Podcast 1. And I'm going to the store, which doesn't close until 11, because this is actually, I'm doing this on a Thursday night. And I was so, I had to ask Adam, what fucking day is this, man? I thought it was Sunday night.